A Cape Breton man says he won't allow U.S. President Donald Trump tarnish his late son's legacy, who was killed in action in Afghanistan about 16 years ago. Sergeant Jimmy McNeil was killed by a roadside bomb in 2010 on his fourth tour of duty with the Canadian Armed Forces. His father, Jimmy McNeil Sr., says the loss is difficult to describe in words, but when Trump recently downplayed NATO's role in the conflict, he had this to say.
Well, I think he's an idiot, eh? I don't even understand why people vote him in. He don't care about us at all. That's for sure. Like people are just sacrificing their lives, eh, for him, and we're not getting nowhere. The way things are, there's nothing we can do. But I mean, to tell you, like, people are just so upset with him, it's unreal.
He says Sergeant McNeil was both courageous on the battlefield and kind to civilians.
Oh, he cared about everybody. Like he, even when he was over in Afghanistan, there's a little girl there, club feet and club hands. She wouldn't talk to nobody, and Jimmy started playing with her, and she had her arms and legs wrapped around Jimmy's leg, eh?
McNeil visits his son's grave several times a week, and his unique memorial of having the late soldier's portrait on his car garners much interest from people who see it out in the community. McNeil was among 158 Canadian soldiers killed in Afghanistan after the U.S. called for help. For the local journalism initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.